All right, I just closed the page, so.
All right, and you're still streaming to it?
That's what it says, live on Facebook.
Make sure you figure out how to shut that off when you're done. All right, well, this is 43, is it?
43.
All right, hello, and welcome to episode 43 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I'm Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
We're just two guys drinking beer, talking about what's going on. Trying out something new here, obviously. This is our first ever live anything.
Yep. I found this feature when I was participating in somebody else's a Zoom thing, and they were using Zoom to go to YouTube live, and I'm like, if they can do it, I can do it, you know. But I don't know a lot of you on YouTube like you do, but I do Facebook Live, and so we're streaming to our group. I don't know if anybody actually watch it because we don't have that many members on the group, but hey, it's there.
No, and they did. The phone probably did vibrate, getting a notification that something's happening in there.
Exactly.
Anyone who is listening, though, contact us at the Jeffrey and Brian Show at gmail.com. It's F-F-R-E-Y, not E-R-Y. Anyway, let's just dive into this, I guess.
All right.
Where do you want to go? I got a couple I put towards the top because I thought they were like funny or fun, but
okay.
The Clinton body count continues to rise.
Oh yeah, yeah. Even though they haven't been in office for years, you know, magically the body count just keeps going up and up and up.
Well, I mean, anyone who has, I mean, Harambe had information on Hillary Clinton, you know, and so did Cecil the Lion. Yeah, he was the guy who he was the one who broke the story of Clinton Bill meeting with was it Loretta Lynch and talking about some secret going on. So what the? That's interesting, dude. All right.
Fire side chat.
Rob is all I see is a white background behind you.
Oh, I see the fireplace. Oh.
My connection sucks up here, dude, which is weird because I'm even closer to my internet here, my router. But, yeah, that was what was that one about?
That was the reporter that broke the story about Loretta Lynch.
Yeah.
And Clinton meeting on the tarmac about
all the emails.
Yeah,
that's right, because emails don't matter ever. I mean, Hunter Biden's emails don't matter, Fauci's emails don't matter, Hillary's emails don't matter. My computer's slowing way down here. Anyway, what you got up next? Once you got more to say about that, I don't know what else to say besides they keep killing people.
Yeah, but it's a suicide.
Did he shoot himself in the back of the head, too?
Probably.
Apparently, the New York Times is finally admitting that the Babylon Bee is not a news source, but, in fact, a satirical joke
webpage. Well, it took long enough.
I thought it was a little ridiculous that Fox News did a story on that.
Well, I mean, this is the problem with the 24-hour news cycle. There's a lot of ridiculous stories because they just need to keep filling the coffers so people click on their links so that they can pay, the advertisers can pay for people to click on the links and stuff like that. So,
well, it's amazing that any kind of 24-hour news service can stay operational at all with an on-demand society. You can get all the news you want at the snap of your fingers. You don't have to wait for CNN to put it out, you know?
Yeah.
Babylon Bee, I've always thought they've been funny.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you don't realize that they're satirical, then you're an idiot, you know?
Oh, it is funny watching people get pissed off, though, and complaining about it.
Exactly. When I saw that come across, I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, the Babylon Bee is the Babylon Bee. It's like the duffel bag for the Navy one. You know, there's a Navy.
The duffel blog or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Or The Onion, but Babylon Bee has a little more Christian leaning.
Morality. And also they're newer than The Onion. The Onion's been around a lot longer. So
yes. So Biden met with. Yeah, I don't know what's up with that YouTube link. I clicked on it once, and it was like a 10-minute video. I was like, oh.
It basically was saying that, you know, that it was, I think it was Putin's views of how the meeting went or something like that.
Yeah, I just didn't have time to watch a 10-minute video when I realized it was a YouTube video. I was like, crap.
Yeah, it was one of the YouTube commentators, you know, and so I thought you and Ray might get a kick out of it because you're more into YouTube than I am, so.
It's convenient to run in the background doing stuff, you know?
Yeah. That's what I do with podcasts, so.
I do the same thing with the podcast, too. So we just had this Geneva summit or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And Biden once again had like cards with pictures of reporters on them saying, ask these people these, let them ask questions in this order. Yeah.
And he was dumb enough to admit that he had cards with pictures on it and he couldn't ask questions to any other reporters.
Yeah, he's the guy working at Burger King that has to click the picture of a Whopper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And if you want to make changes to the Whopper to have it your way, you know. He's screwed, you know.
Oh, yeah, he's boned.
No other way. He doesn't know how to do it.
He has to think on his feet. That's the end of that.
Yeah. It's like he's like the Burger King worker that's only been there a week, you know. And it's totally dependent on the pitchers.
It's funny because they're making fun of him for what I used to say about Trump all the time. Is that he said the quiet part out loud when he admitted about these cards.
Yeah.
I say that about Trump all the time. He's like, yeah, we just sold all these weapons to Saudi Arabia. They're going to blow everyone up now. Like, you're not supposed to say that part, dude.
Right.
But yeah, I don't get it. Biden is just, he's looking silly doing stuff like this. And especially going in order, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to let this guy ask a question. And then they ask bitch questions like, how could we better ask questions of you to make you look better?
Right. Right. It's pathetic. The difference between the treatment between Trump and Biden, you know, it's obvious that the media is in love with Biden and they'll do anything they can to protect Biden. It's the Democrat Party in general, you know.
I don't know.
What happened to, you know, fair and balanced objective journalism? Where did that go?
I haven't seen objective. Well, I don't think anything's absolutely objective anyway, but I don't think it's that they love Biden. I think it's that they dug in the heel so hard on Trump because it was starting to bring back their industry that was dying. They dug in their heels so hard that if they turn around and say, you know, maybe Biden shouldn't be doing this crap, that they're going to look like the very people that they made everyone hate. And then there goes the rest of your because CNN's down since Trump, but it's still up since before Trump.
Right.
I think they're just protecting their assets because they're a business, they're a company. I mean, look how fast Fox News took a dump on Trump after they tried to prop him up for a long time.
I know we talked about it in the group chat, but since you brought up CNN, it reminds me of Joe Rogan and the Seltzer thing.
I actually did that on purpose when I said they're asking like Jen Psaki how they can better ask questions to make the president look good. You cannot find an audio clip of that anywhere on the internet.
I think you have to have a Spotify account so you can get to Joe Rogan's podcast.
Facebook and Twitter are actually blocking it from getting out there too. So even if you did have an account and like recorded that piece yourself,
you're going to get blocked yourself.
It'll get blocked when you put it out there. But yeah, apparently he went nuts saying Stelz is no reporter. Yeah, I know he's just kissing the president's ass.
Uh-huh.
I laughed my behind off reading this article.
Yeah, and I mean, it comes back to the point that the mainstream media thinks they're entitled. They think that they're the sole arbiter of the news. And the problem is more and more people are getting their news from YouTube and podcasts. They're seeking out different viewpoints because they're tired of the mainstream news point of view. And it doesn't mean MSNBC or CNN. It's all of them. Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, you know.
Oh, it's a business.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, this is
that's one reason why I got a subscription to Epoch Times was just for that reason, you know, to get a different viewpoint from everything else I can find.
Yeah, they're not particularly expensive either. A quote from this is they were describing it as if they are entitled to viewers. They were saying there are people on YouTube right now that get more views than this show. Right. This is because the market has spoken and your show's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Well, Brian Stetler's show keeps slipping and slipping and slipping in the ratings.
I mean, there's a reason why they haven't done anything to Chris Cuomo. Why they haven't, like, you know, Jeffrey Toobin's back on CNN.
Oh, that was on the list last week. Did we actually get to
it? No, I don't think we did.
Sorry, I unplugged.
I added to the list late, so.
That's all right. No. We'll talk about him in a minute.
How crappy CNN's gotten, you know. And they're saying that their main reporters and commentators actually asked for Jeffrey Toobin back.
Well, they had the woman that used to be on Fox News do his interview with him when he came back, didn't they? The one who had been like sexually harassed.
Yeah.
And did you see the interview she did with him?
No.
Oh, it was hilarious on CNN. She blew him up like five times in a row because she's like, but what were you thinking? Like, before we get Bada Romo or something like that used to be on Fox, someone like that, I can't remember who, but yeah. And he's like, well, you know, I thought my camera was off, and she just looks at it. He goes, I know that's not a good excuse. And all I could think was, were you watching porn or were you looking at your coworkers and doing this?
Yeah, exactly. Which is worse?
Was it the hot intern in the group chat? You know, it's like that's what's creepy and gross.
Yeah, exactly. But there's no I mean, you know, there's a new and now why that's why everybody's like, if you're gonna stand up while you're on Zoom, make sure you got pants on or shorts on, you know? I mean, it should be common sense, but obviously it's not, you know?
I mean, I like to wear a robe around the house. I know you know this because half the time when I do the show, I'm wearing a robe.
Yeah, especially in the wintertime.
Yeah. But, like, right now I'm wearing a T-shirt. Actually, my boot camp shirt.
Wow.
It's still got my stencil on the bottom with my. I looked at it, I was like, holy crap. I was like, I can kind of see my name in some of my social. But I mean, I just don't understand. It's not that difficult to make sure you have clothes on. And for real, that dude couldn't have waited 20 minutes to end that Zoom video if it wasn't someone in that video. That's gnarly. And this goes back to the whole Patriot Act thing. If you're not doing anything wrong, what difference does it make if you're being watched?
Right. Apparently it does.
Yeah. Not only that, you don't want to see it either. Oh, my God. That's so nice. By the way, anyone who doesn't know what we're talking about, the dude is jacking off in a Zoom call with CNN, right? No, Brian's getting apparently looks like breaking news handed over to him or something.
Yeah, breaking news from the wife.
I'm sure she made fun of me real good. We're gonna get in trouble. Actually, you know what? No one's gonna watch this anyway.
Probably not. Did you get an alert saying we were live on the Jeffrey and Brian group on Facebook?
I don't know. I was checking out my new ceiling.
I did not get a Facebook notice, and I am a member of the group.
You're an admin of the group.
So maybe, well, you think that would definitely tell me then.
You got an alert.
Well, I got that. Is that alert? Yeah. This is alert.
Yeah, she got a notification. We went live 15 minutes ago, and all she's going to do is hit play, and there we are.
We've been on this for 15 minutes. Oh, I'm in it. Wait a minute.
Yeah, you're in it.
What? No. Oh, you got to warn me.
That delay is hard to deal with, though.
It's still on.
Yeah, we're live. Oh, we're, we're still broadcasting.
Yeah, exactly. We're still doing it right now. Still doing the show. Like, right now, you're on the show. Wait, just wait a minute and a half.
Delete that and start over.
We're not starting over.
No.
Your video, your face isn't on there. Oh. You're just audio.
Oh, yes, I walked in.
All right, good. She's gone now. Oh, she didn't get like an alert. She just got the notification. If you clicked on notifications in Facebook, it was there. So.
See, it's funny. I thought I just did. Oh, wait a minute. I thought I had just done that and I didn't notice it in there. No, I got mentioned in a lot of comments. Apparently, I did something stupid again. I do that a lot.
No.
Oh, here we go.
You got
Oh. Ah, there you go. Claire's watching the show.
Nice.
Live.
On Facebook Live.
Yep. And no, it's funny is we were talking earlier about when we were talking about him yanking off. Claire says it's definitely porn he was watching. But I laughed because every new technology that comes out in this world is either porn or a weapon. It's immediately turned into porn or sometimes both.
Yeah.
It's just, it's truly amazing how we can turn everything into pornography or a weapon.
Well, I think that's really smart on Zoom's part to integrate the streaming, live streaming to YouTube and Facebook Live.
Yeah, we'll try and get it to YouTube.
It makes it easier and more popular for people to use Zoom. This is super easy. It was a click of a button, and there it is. We're on, you know?
I'm not sure if I can.
I made you host, so you would be able to send it to YouTube.
All right, I just have to, yeah, I probably just have to read something. It probably is on the homepage if I actually open this thing besides clicking the link you send me. But yeah, I don't know. I just read a story recently, actually. I completely sidetracked, but it was about these 3D printers. These Chinese dudes, I think the Chinese, maybe the Japanese, are making actual rhino horns. They're like exactly the same as the horn of a rhinoceros. To sell on the black market at a major cut from a natural rhino horn.
But I don't think it's going to have the same effect if it's a 3D printed rhino horn.
It's the same exact chemical compounds put together. Like, that's why it's a big deal. And I was like, this is cool because if it works and you can undercut the market by, you know, 95%, let's go ahead and keep printing this stuff out. I know. Finally, yeah, new technology isn't turned into porn or a weapon.
On rhinos, actual horns, you know, people, the poachers won't have a reason to go out and actually poach the rhino horns
because it won't be worth the money.
Buy a 3D printer and print it out and make more money in the process and be less dangerous to them.
Well, yeah, yeah, exactly. One, it's too dangerous to go out and kill these things for no profit now because it costs way less. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now maybe these dudes are going to go, instead of killing a rhino for $100,000, maybe they'll spend $100,000 on a printer and start making these things and do a legitimate business. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know. I just thought it was awesome that new technology finally being used that's not porn or weapons.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's Speaking of new technology, you hear about NASA and the space station? This past Sunday, they had a computer problem, some kind of meltdown thing. Not meltdown, but like software issues.
You realize that most of the computers that NASA uses are like 20 years old.
This one particular computer system was built in the 80s that they're still using. And they're like, it just breaks down over time. You know what I mean?
If it's the 80s, it's 40 years old.
Yeah. Exactly. I was like, ooh, well, I was born in the early 80s, and I'm not 40 yet, so slow your roll a little bit, all right? It's up to 40 years old.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, what, the space station's, what, 30 years old now?
Yeah.
I saw it was fascinating, and the thing's a massive telescope, and they've been having issues. It's actually been shut down since Sunday. Hopefully that, I didn't get to read the whole thing, because, you know, yeah, you know, some of those science journals, they'll publish like a 75-page report versus an article, you know?
Yeah.
But it sounds like we're definitely not taking pictures into deep space with it right now.
Yeah. And
I don't know if they're having any other issues though. Like, is this system integrated into like their waste disposal system, for example? I don't know.
Probably not.
I
think that most of the computer systems up there are like independent of each other for a reason, you know.
Probably exactly for that. And for because the idea of a virus won't take over the whole thing if it gets in, if they're independent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially, yeah, exactly. This only operates this piece of equipment. It doesn't even talk to this other one. Uh-huh. Which is the weirdest thing you could think about now. Computers not connected.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a boy, when you had to sign on to the internet, you weren't just always connected.
Right.
And it sounded like a fax machine. And anyone going, what's a fax machine?
I had that kind of internet when I first started, you know. On top of the curve, you know.
The 56K.
The dial modem. Yeah, we were excited with 56K.
56K, you've got mail.
That was AOL.
Yes, it was. Everyone had AOL.
I didn't.
Really? It was really convenient.
CompuServe
wasn't bad. Now I like that. I don't know. I thought it was crazy because they tried to make it a totally immersive experience.
Yeah.
And the internet evolved so fast. AOL was like, yeah, we can't keep up with what they're doing.
No, I bet if I searched my attic close enough, I could probably find an AOL disk up there still.
Oh, yeah, I bet you. And AOL email is still up and running. I mean,
yeah.
I would laugh if someone handed me an AOL email address.
In my business, I still come across people that use their AOL email address.
I mean, I guess it's less likely to be spammed. No one, you know what I mean?
It's web-based now, you know? So, you know, it's just like everything else, you know, you can get to it, you know, via the web or via a server. You know, mail server is totally different than, you know, the internet service itself. So, I mean, AOL's, I don't know who owns AOL at this point. I think it might be Time Warner. So
ultimately, it's probably Alphabet.
That might be.
I mean, they own half the planet, though. They own Google.
Yeah, well, that's going to be a problem for them in the long run. They're running a lot of problems in the EU because they own so much stuff. So,
well, like when the internet broke last week?
Yeah.
That was actually a U.S. company, cloud storage something, right?
Right, and that's when we explained what the cloud servers actually were.
Yeah, because that's still – everyone pretends like they know exactly how the cloud works. It's like, I don't know. It's still weird that you can get access to it from everywhere. It's like, I understand the general principle, but that means my information is literally everywhere on the planet at all times. Well, I'm just protected by a password.
It's a server farm that's just run by Amazon or other companies that people buy space on. And the reason why they go with that cloud services based deal is because it's easy to expand, you know, or, you know, contract as needed. All they do is pay Amazon, you know, more money each month, and they get more servers. Yes. Real fast. You know, it's not like they got to go out and buy a bunch of servers, set them up someplace, configure them or anything like that. It's an Amazon problem or whoever's running the server farm, and then they do it.
Yeah. I've been meaning to ask this for a couple of weeks. Been listening to the No Agenda show when they keep talking about it. What's this Mastodon thing? And can we get involved for free?
I sent you an invite a long time ago.
I probably looked at it. What I probably thought it had something to do with dinosaurs.
Probably. It's similar to Twitter, but it's not Twitter. Mastodon.
I thought it was like a blockchain almost.
Yeah. Mastodon servers. It's like different chats that are set up. And then they're federated, so they can communicate to different servers. Like No Agenda Show has their own server that people post to. And then if you're not on the No Agenda Show, if you subscribe to John C. Dvorak or Adam Curry on the No Agenda Show, you start seeing the feeds from the No Agenda Show page. It's similar to Facebook, but it's similar to Twitter.
But it's
totally like there's no algorithms running. It's no ads on it or anything like that. It's literally just
space.
People chatting back and forth, posting different things back and forth, you know. I actually enjoy it. I've actually pretty much got my No Agenda Show chat window up all the times. I haven't posted a whole lot of stuff on there. I'm thinking about putting the link to our show on there, you know, and seeing what happens. It's free. It doesn't hurt anything to try.
Well, as I mentioned, I was thinking maybe we should start a PayPal account for the show and not for donations. Don't get me wrong. If someone wants to give us money, we'll take it.
Yep.
But I meant money that we can put in to pay for storage space. You know, a little bit of money here and there. And then when it comes time to pay dues, we can pay our dues. And then maybe build up a little bit of money to get the Jeffrey and Brian show de-douched.
Yeah, well, we don't even have to. You were talking about knighthood. I mean, we don't have to go that far. We can get de-douced a lot cheaper than knighthood. Knighthood's $1,000.
Knighthood's a lot, yeah. Yeah. I was saying, but de-douched gets the name of the show out on the on their show, you know?
Exactly, yep, you know.
You've been de-douched. Anyone who hasn't checked out the No Agenda show, it's pretty cool. It's like a morning show setup.
It's a little bit getting used to, you know. It took you a little while to get into it. I know it did.
They do a lot. Calling people out when they donate, and I get it.
But that's exactly what we were just talking about doing. They're calling the other people out. You know, these are people that are calling out their friends out to introduce them to the show and stuff like that.
Douchebag. Yeah, exactly. You've been listening to the show and you're not giving any money yet. You're a douchebag.
Because they go with the value for value model. You know, they're not looking to get. They don't have any advertisers. They don't like try to get, they don't have corporate sponsors or anything like that. All the money they make off the show is donations from other people. Similar to our show. We're basically the value for value model also.
So, but what you're saying is we're putting zero value out there. That's why we're getting zero back.
Probably.
That's pretty much what it is. Technically speaking.
We have a conversation between ourselves. You know, we're not. We're doing this for the fun of just doing it, you know.
That was something I had to mention to Zach. I had Zach from last week over at the house with a couple other buddies. We had everyone except for him had a couple beers.
Right.
Just teasing him a little bit. Actually, one of my other buddies that I used to work with came over and he brought White Claw. I was like, you're drinking hard seltzer at my house again.
We had this conversation last time.
He's like, and then he left the ones he didn't drink too. I was like, what am I gonna do with these besides shoot them?
Stuff like that, Tim, in my position, would end up in the boat cooler and I'll find some sucker to drink it down the road.
It's gonna be the PBR that floats around the cooler for 8 months.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
matter of fact, I got some Mick Ultras that need to make it to the boat cooler out of my fridge.
Yeah, someone will drink it when they're drunk enough. Going,
exactly. I might even if I get that being the last beer.
Oh, it's been there for like 15 months and. It's O'Doul's, but
well, that's different. O'Doul's doesn't make it to the cooler.
Near beer. By the way, I've been meaning to excuse me. I've been meaning to bring this up for a while, though. I can't believe that they raised the cigarette age to 21 in this country. I think if this is what we're gonna do in terms of saying that you're not full, you know, can't make a good decision until you're 21. I don't think you should be allowed to vote till you're 21, obviously. Maybe we should raise shotgun and rifle age to 21 as well.
Yeah.
And you should, I don't think you should be allowed to enlist until you're 21. If this is the it just seems nuts that you can go literally go fight a war, come home, can't have a cigarette, a beer, and a shotgun and a pistol. You know what I mean? It's like, but you were just over there fighting a war. It's like, blows my mind the way that this stuff is set up and people don't see the inconsistencies in the logic.
Yeah.
Sorry to get way off topic, but that's kind of what we do. Like you said, we have our own private conversation and the more people might listen, the more they'll understand our stupid inside jokes.
Yeah. That's exactly how the No Agenda Share works too. You know, the longer you listen, the more you understand the jokes that they come up with or what they're talking about.
Look, I didn't know what this douchebag de-douche thing was at first. That's why I made it a point of explaining it. It's like, if you've been listening to the show and not donating, you're a douchebag. And you usually get douched by someone else. Then you have to de-douche yourself by donating. And it's weird. But they don't explain any of this crap. You're just listening and, you know, you're like,
yeah.
And they got the stupidest sound clips they play all the time.
that are provided by other people, other listeners.
True, but give me a whole bunch of bells in a row so I can say you've got karma kind of crap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't mean to tear them apart. I actually enjoy listening to the show. It's just, it's very morning showy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you ripped off your belt directly from them and you know it. It's, I like the bell though, because every time I hear it, it makes me laugh because it's like, he would have hit the bell right then. You're right. All right, let's get back. Let's get back to what we're doing here. What about the student debt thing?
Do you want to do that, or do you want to talk about Biden overseas still?
You go ahead, dive into that. I didn't think much of it, honestly. I was like, yeah, so fucking what? But
this is a tradition and precedence that's been set down administration after administration. You just don't criticize the previous administration outside of the U.S. Trump didn't do it for, you know, the president before him.
For the do you not know who served before Trump?
Not right at the moment.
Really? How drunk are you, dude?
I was hanging out on the boat having a few beers before the show. So.
I get that, but we've been doing this show since before Trump was in office. By the way, it was Obama.
Okay. No, there was somebody between Obama and Trump.
Who was that then?
It wasn't Obama. It was Hillary.
Was there a Bush?
I don't know.
Bush, senior, or was it junior, was in office at 9/11?
Junior.
Geez, that was a long time. That's one of the reasons why I signed up. But anyway, yeah, all right. He talked trash overseas. Honestly, I didn't give a crap. You know, tradition is a good to a certain extent, but traditions aren't there to be there forever because, I don't know. Didn't bother me. Maybe it wasn't tasteful.
Damn, you're right.
Dude, you are hammered, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I just had a brain fart.
We've been doing a show.
You gotta go to the whitehouse.gov page. Let me send you this link.
I bet it's hilarious.
You gotta see this picture of Biden they got up there.
That's what we need to do, is figure out how we can get pictures of what we're looking at on our live stream and stuff.
I mean, this thing is ridiculous. You gotta go there and click on it.
Whitehouse.gov about the White House presidents. Oh God, I don't want to go. I can't do that right now.
Okay.
Every time I click on one of these things that gets sent, it confuses the crap out of me.
Well, it's a straight link right to whitehouse.gov. So
I'm sure I'll have a look at it later. I bet it's hilarious.
I mean, it's a horrible picture. The black ground's blurred out, and Biden's got this creepy smile on his face.
I see a picture of Washington and Adams.
It keeps scrolling all the way to the bottom.
All the way down to Biden. Oh, yeah, I bet
Trump,
the picture.
Trump and Biden right next to each other.
Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama. Oh, that is blurry as hell with the stars behind them.
Yeah.
And that's it. Must be a giant flag, and it has to be upside down if that much blue is behind him. Trump has his goofy ass grin as usual.
Yeah. Well, so does most of the presidents on here. They all have goofy ass grin. It's like somebody, whoever the fire was, told them a stupid joke right before the picture got snapped.
I mean, I can't imagine if you get the picture taken. Well, I don't know how many of the guys they had the picture taken just for this president log. I'm sure lately they have been. The earlier guys, they might have been earlier pictures. I don't know.
Maybe.
That is pretty cool. There was a picture, or at least a painting of each of them, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been to whitehouse.gov before, because really why
I've been there once or twice. It's better than, I had a choice between whitehouse.gov or Wikipedia. I went straight to the source, you know.
Yes, I'll go to a lot of .gov sites, but they're not usually whitehouse.gov, you know.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the latest student loan crisis that Biden go ahead and forgiven $500 million worth of loans for.
Yeah, this is one of those tech schools.
ITT Tech. You don't remember the commercials?
I do, actually. there was a big deal for a long time. A lot of people. So what, these kids didn't learn how to, or these students, don't, let me apologize, not necessarily kids. Grown adults go to trade schools all the time to learn something like this.
Yeah.
But they came out not knowing how to do the trade, I guess?
No, they were over-promised that, you know, the job availability would be there if they took out the student loans and graduated. To me, this all comes down to the fact that the college, even today, colleges have no incentives to lower costs because the loans are all programmed by the government now. Everything is run by the federal government. So there's no reason to lower tuition or cut book costs or do anything because as long as people can get money from the federal government, whoop-de-doo, you know, they'll keep getting paid.
The article said that, you know, people were scammed by this stuff. And, you know, and I read it and I was like, okay.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Well, I don't necessarily disagree. Now, markets change. And they were overpromised, possibly. But if they were, quote, scammed, doesn't that mean that the people that okayed the student loans were scammed, too?
Yeah.
Because that's a bad business investment. But the worst part is it's not forgiven. It's just handed off onto someone else who didn't sign up for this debt,
uh-huh.
didn't agree to this debt, and didn't benefit from taking on this debt.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, I joined the service to pay for school.
Right.
And it kind of like undoes what I did to pay for school.
Yeah.
By not only telling these kids they don't have to pay for theirs, but now I have to pay for theirs.
Right.
With the skills I learned.
Well, and that's what they were saying on the No Agenda show that I was listening to today from Thursday was like, where is this money coming from? Where's this magic pot of money with his $500 million in it that's just set aside to pay off loans?
You say this as if $500 million is anything in the where did this money come from argument, dude.
Well, we're about to approve a $1 trillion infrastructure bill that has nothing to do with infrastructure.
We've already printed another $3 trillion in the last year and a half, haven't we?
Yeah.
This is nuts. And then they dare tell us that this has inflation, the rising cost of everything has nothing to do with this, and that we're stupid for asking that question.
Right.
They also said I was stupid for saying, hey, maybe this virus called like the corona bat virus of Wuhan came out of the coronavirus from bats in Wuhan lab.
Well, you know, that's not actually the lab's name. I listened to what they had on the No Agenda show about that, you know.
I know, but John Stewart was hilarious when he did that.
A lot of that I think was like planned, but I don't think that Colbert expected it to go as far as it went. You know,
Colbert shut that down. We talked about this last week, didn't we?
I don't remember.
Well, if we didn't, John Stewart basically made it okay for everyone to say that this might have come out of a laboratory somewhere. But he went on and on on Colbert's show, and Colbert's the one who replaced Stewart, right? On the Daily Show?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Way back in the day?
Yep.
And he ended up having to like shut it down. I'm surprised they didn't edit it out because Colbert even made a joke before going to commercial that someone go ahead and cut this out, you know, edit this and repair it later. And it's like,
uh-huh.
And then they went and published me even saying that. I was like, that's awesome. As much as I don't like a lot of what John Stewart does, I like that he believes in what he believes.
And he's not afraid to speak his mind about it. You know?
And he's not afraid to be wrong or admit he was wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still raising money for the first responders at 9/11, you know?
Yeah.
And taking care of the families of people that died as first responders, which is amazing. I was hoping the frogs would be. Of course, the frogs are. I don't know what makes the frogs make the froggy noises. It's hit or miss. I thought it's a damp night. It was very hot today. It's cooled off, so that's the moisture sticking in the air. Yeah. And I was really hoping the frogs would go, the tree frogs would be going nuts because I want to make a little video clip of whatever or an audio thing to put at the beginning of the show of the frogs and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of like your audio loop you put on the audio only version at the beginning. Yeah. Our royalty free music, just so no one thinks that we're stealing music anywhere.
No, I'm against that totally. You know, that's why I got that crazy music that nobody's ever heard of. You know, I'm a big firm believer in copyrights. You know.
Oh no, exactly. It's royalty free. That's why.
Yeah, that's why we use it.
Exactly. We don't owe anyone any money. And just like the pictures I use for the thumbnails when I YouTube these things, I make certain that no one owns them.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't need any stupid BS. I was like, no one cares because no one listens to us right now. But like, God forbid one day we actually get a following.
Mm-hmm.
And we get sued over something stupid like a thumbnail. You know what I mean? Yeah. From 10 years ago.
Yep.
Which is funny. Yeah. I said that to the wife, and she goes, "Oh, you think in 10 years you're gonna have listeners?" I don't know. 7 years ago, we had literally no one listening, and now we have like regular listeners.
Dare to dream.
Yeah. And again, like you said, though, we're not trying to make money on this. We're just fucking drinking beer and dicking off. Yeah. So it's like drunk history, but current events.
Exactly. Exactly. So Texas is making a move.
Yeah, he's been talking about this for a while. They finally approved something.
$250 million is a down payment.
Why is Texas having to pay for this?
Because the federal government stopped the border wall construction.
I'm going to be back as soon as I can. Got to say goodnight to the baby. Keep everything running and just keep us talking for a minute, all right? I'll be real quick.
Okay. Yeah, so basically... Governor Abbott has just come out and said that since the federal government has shut down border wall construction, that they are going to, you know, spend money of the state money and build walls across the state of Texas using public land that's state-owned already and donated land by people that own the land in Texas. So Texas is going to have a border wall. And that there's nothing the federal government can do about that because it's going to be built on state land and donated land. So that means that all the refugees, all the people coming across the border are eventually going to have to go through other states because there's going to be no way into Texas. And Texas is a huge state with a lot of border area. So
they do have they have the biggest border with Mexico, don't they?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it does one of those crazy, it's not a straight line across it either. You know what I mean?
None of the states are a straight line, you know?
I don't know. There's a couple of square looking states out in the Midwest. Maybe not on the border, they're not, but
maybe Arizona, New Mexico,
Wyoming.
Wyoming's not a border state.
No, it's not a border state, but it's an actual rectangle.
Yeah, it is a rectangle, yeah.
Thanks for carrying that for me. She didn't realize that we were actually doing a live show tonight. She thought I could just hit, like, pause. I was like all right, I'm going to sit. The baby's been sick for a couple days. She's going to be okay. Not, like, sick, but
yeah.
Congestion. And then Tina got sick. Started yesterday, and apparently her throat is just ripped apart. She's like, oh, no wonder why the baby's been screaming and crying. It's like, this hurts.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, anything else you want to do with this?
No, that was all.
What a project.
Around the border wall. I mean, I think it's typical of Texas. If any state's going to do it on their own, it would be Texas. Texas has some weird rules in place in their constitution when they became a state that allow them to do a lot of things like this. And actually, they have the right to secede if they ever choose to do so.
Bullshit.
You don't think they can pull it off?
I have a right to keep and bear arms that shall not be infringed, and simply having to apply for a permit to have a firearm is infringing upon my right to keep and bear arms, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't believe that the United States will let Texas just say we're out, because they just won't.
Okay. But
you think they would?
No, but I think Texas has got Texas Walking Rock Ranger, so it would be a fight. And I think I would not bet against Texas when it came against the fight against the United States.
I don't know, man. Like, how would they actually leave? Yeah, they could apply and all this other stuff. The Supreme Court, it would come down to the Supreme Court, ultimately, I suppose. But, I mean, if they said no, what is Texas going to do?
Oh, I think, no, I remember reading back in the day that it's written into their constitution when they became a state, they had the right to secede.
Yeah, and I have a right that shall not be infringed on a weapon, but the United States does not acknowledge that right.
I don't know. Texas is, if you've never been to Texas, you don't understand what I'm talking about, but Texas is a very weird state. You know, they're about the Texans.
I don't know. Texas is half Californians now.
Well, until recently, that's the way it is.
Arizona apparently is full of Californians too. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, all those states to the east are getting Californians. It just depends on, you know, how far east they want to go or their jobs. You know, like if you work for Apple in California or Google in California, you're all gonna probably end up in Austin. You know, because they're both setting up huge facilities in Austin, Texas.
Oh, sorry. I got a fact checked from Claire.
Oh, boy.
Verizon Communications owns AOL.
Okay.
I
love the fact checks. Maybe I like this Facebook Live thing. You know, we're getting...
Someone's apparently watching.
An actual watcher, right, live, and they're fact checking us. We got our own troll room, just like the No Agenda show.
Troll room.
I love it.
It is actually fun. I didn't think we would get live feedback ever on the show, let alone the first time and we didn't even announce we were going to do this either. We just hit a button. Like, oh, is it working? Someone hit the button. Oh, crap. It's all I can hear now. It's funny because I got the thing here and it's like, view stream on Facebook. I was like, no, because then it'll just loop back in behind us.
Yeah. That 20-second delay is too much, you know. It's too confusing.
Well,
there's a reason live, for it. I know. There's
if it's live, you might get feedback.
Yeah.
That, and I'm pretty sure Janet Jackson ruined an actual live video for the entire freaking country back at the Super Bowl. Remember that?
I know. I never saw the wardrobe malfunction.
They did call it a wardrobe malfunction, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
And it was Justin Timberlake.
No, her boobs fell out of the thing.
Yeah. Justin Timberlake grabbed this weird, the bra thing. And it was obviously intended because she had this stupid weird jewelry thing on her nipple. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's like, this is obviously intentional, but.
So she had pasties on?
It was like a metal piece of jewelry on the one nipple.
Okay.
No, her nipple was sticking through it. And I got to admit, though, she was what? A million years old when it happened. I was like, she still looks good for being a million.
Yeah.
Janet's always been, she's kind of fallen out of popularity, but she was always on top of everything, right? Fashion and everything for a long time.
Yeah.
Even in the 80s when she was doing like Nasty Boys. Anyway, get me back on track, dude.
The price of barrels of oil are up to $100 a barrel right now. They haven't been there in years.
Whoa, what does that mean?
You're going to pay more for gas at the pump. You're going to pay more for groceries in the grocery store. Anything that uses fuel to move around, you're going to pay more for.
It has to be a cheaper fuel than gasoline.
Well, we got electric.
Yeah, that's dirty as hell. I'm still don't understand.
Teslas? You think Teslas are dirty?
Well, between strip mining an entire country to get the lithium you need to make the batteries and the coal we burn to run through the power lines to fuel your car, yes.
Well, a lot of
not to mention it's like a 50-year half-life on those batteries.
Natural gas power plants.
I like natural gas. Fracking scares the crap out of people. All the cleanest forms of energy people absolutely refuse to use.
Yeah.
But they demand we use clean energy.
Yeah, nobody wants to talk nuclear, which is the ultimate clean energy.
Yeah, and you point out a couple accidents that have happened. And Chernobyl, I mean, the entire country warned them before that happened. The entire planet warned them.
They went the cheapest route possible. There was no, like, containments built around. There wasn't the proper containment areas built around.
And there was no way to shut it down. Yeah. By just removing the rods altogether.
Well, they had to send people in there. It was, you know, to do it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the Navy's been using nuclear power in subs and aircraft carriers for decades, and we've had no issues.
In terms of meltdown, yes. But pretty much anyone who served on a nuclear ship didn't have a son for at least a year after coming back in port.
Okay.
This might just be a rumor I've heard, but anyone I know served on a nuclear ship with me didn't have a son for at least a year. Like, because he'd come back from an 8-month deployment, and all of a sudden, 9 months later, a kid shows up. Go figure, right? And they were all girls every time.
Huh.
Of everyone I knew, that's just an anecdote. Anecdotes are not data, you know? You looking this up, aren't you?
No.
Oh, you're reading something else. Actually, Claire served on a nuclear ship with me. The same nuclear ship you served on.
Yep, all three of us were on there at different times.
Well, yeah. Claire and I were there at the same time. You were there when I was in like high school.
Earlier, just a couple years earlier than you.
Yeah, I think I was in high school when you were on that ship.
I was there in 88.
Okay, I was in elementary school.
Stop making me feel old.
I was six.
All right, well, let's move on to our new favorite federal holiday.
Now, does that mean we get a day off of work for this?
If you work for the federal government.
How many of these are we going to give out all the time?
Very well, this is the first one since 1953. I think Martin Luther King was the last one. So
I like that one.
These don't happen very often. And I don't think it was named appropriately. I think they could have come up with something that made a hell of a lot more sense. It really should have been, in my opinion, the day that the Emancipation Proclamation was signed, not this weird day
where when it was actually carried out.
You know, the last few people that were slaves found out they weren't slaves anymore. This is kind of like, I heard it on the No Agenda show earlier today, where they said, this is like the Japanese soldiers that were stranded on islands that years later found out that the war was over.
Yeah, the war had ended 10 years ago.
Yeah, like a Gilligan's Island episode.
Yeah, that actually happened, though. That's what's even crazier.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I understand the idea is when freedom actually rang, you know what I mean?
That
I
makes get more sense than Juneteenth. What?
I don't get what Juneteenth is supposed to mean. This is the dumbest
holiday name I've ever heard of in my life, Juneteenth.
I don't know what teenth is supposed to mean. And I still like the idea of when the proclamation was signed better than when it was finally completely carried out. You know what I mean? Because nothing is immediate ever. I mean, obviously, not only was there a proclamation signed, but there was a freaking war over it. You know what I mean? And I hear a lot of people saying it was about states' rights. Yes, a lot of states thought they had the right to own human beings.
Right.
I mean, there's obviously more to it than that, but that's enough of a reason, isn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, another thing that's being brought up is that,
this is tobacco.
Right. And, you know, a lot of people are bringing up like, well, we should have done this a long time ago or this, you know, and it's like, I mean, this is, I guess our next federal holiday after this will be Kwanzaa.
No, that won't happen. Your average person could not tell you what Kwanzaa even means, what it is.
Could the average person tell you what Juneteenth means?
No, you're right.
Had you heard about this day before a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a couple of years now, actually. It comes up every year.
Yeah, well, they really tried to push this in the 60s, and it
didn't. Really? I didn't know that. I didn't realize they tried to push it in the 60s. Well, like you said, though, I still like the idea of the date the proclamation was signed. Just like we do July 4th, because that's when we sign the Declaration of Independence, not when we actually finish fighting the conflict, right? Because the day we said, no, this is over today, and then we had to fight to make it happen.
Right.
The day the decision was made.
That makes more sense to me. I mean, I understand the concept behind the holiday. I don't necessarily disagree with it. I just think that Juneteenth is a stupid name, it doesn't make any sense to me. And that's how I feel about it. And I've seen a lot of Facebook posts for people that said, it's like, why are we dividing the nation even more by having two separate holidays? I mean, there would be no Juneteenth if there wasn't July 4th.
Yep. Yeah.
We were not the only country to ever have slaves. We didn't have slaves the longest. We didn't have the most slaves of all the nations.
True. And it kind of makes you laugh a little because they bring up like colonialism and all this other stuff.
Yeah. And we're running back to reparations again now.
Not even that. Look at colonialism. How many countries on this planet's first language is Spanish?
A lot. Look what, Portugal or English. Those are the main languages.
Portuguese is like six countries on the planet.
Yeah.
Spanish and English are pretty much the entire planet as your first language. And if English was your first language, it's usually your only language because most people learn English after the fact because you can't do business without it.
In Sweden, they know like four languages. Germany.
That's awesome.
They know like four languages in Germany too. They start teaching English like in elementary school in those countries.
Well, because if you want to do business, you have to be able to communicate with the rest of the world. As weird as it sounds, after World War II, the United States actually started to thrive and they produced everything for the whole planet. That's what made America great. People had to be able to speak English to purchase this stuff from, you know, we didn't have Google Translate.
Even Putin speaks like fluent English.
Actually, his English is amazing. It's
very
grammatically correct to the point that it sounds awkward.
Yeah.
You know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Sounds like your English teacher, you're saying, you know, explaining to you that you should have said I or no, in this situation it is Billy and
that's
me.
That's,
you know,
what you find of the overseas English speakers, you know, because they learned it in school. They learned it like the proper way. There's no slang involved, you know. I've been to Sweden, I've been to Germany, and the people that speak English over there speak it better than Americans do.
Well, yeah. Yes. Americans have never really been known for following the rules, though.
We'll make them up as we go.
Yeah, I mean, the English language has been evolving forever, obviously, but even more since the United States showed up, because, I mean, pretty much once the Celts, I don't know, I read it, C-E-L-T-S, in England, got pushed out up towards Scotland.
Uh-huh.
The English language really hasn't changed much until the United States showed up and fought a revolution and said, nope, we're gonna fuck your language up too.
Yeah. And you can look, when you're looking at the way things are spelled compared in America, compared to Canada, or compared to England.
Or pronounced, like aluminium.
It's different, you know?
Yeah, they like to put a lot of U's in words that they shouldn't be in, like color.
Or extra E's at the end of everything.
Yeah, aluminium still gets me every time I hear it. Damn Australians. English. UK in general.
Good day, mate.
Well, I remember I was in Scotland and I was talking to these dudes when I was hooking up the sewage system from the ship. And that's, I was like, you guys fought like a 400-year war with England. And then you just said, F it, we give up. And, you know, they were happy to be, you know, UK or whatever.
Yeah.
So you fought for 400 years. It blows my mind that you just said, screw it. But they still want to be recognized as an independent country.
Well, now they have no guns either.
Was that them or the United Kingdom doing that?
That's Australia indirectly and doing it themselves.
Well, that's Australia. I was talking about Scotland.
Okay.
I think Brian just took off and just left and expected me to carry this. But I don't know. There we go. I'll just bring this up. This is something that I don't think is going to require a lot of whatever. As it loads, this high school in New Hampshire, Exeter High, had a prom recently outdoors.
Oh, yeah.
Well, which made it pretty much impossible to pass COVID unless you're like making out, which I get that happens at proms. But anyone who wasn't couldn't provide vaccine identification got a number put on their hand. So if they couldn't provide documentation, they got enumerated and occasionally had to show their number to make sure that people knew who they were.
Right.
Anyone who's actually studied history knows exactly what the reference is here, but you know how much I hate those references. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I always say, like, never ever compare to those people because they were so terrible. But they're literally enumerating people and writing the numbers on their hands. Why don't they tattoo it on their wrist? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like the old days.
Yeah, it's... And yeah, occasionally they made the kids raise their hands so they could see who had numbers on their hands and who
and
they were near.
So
they could, document who was near them all night long. It's like,
holy. The CDC has come out and said that the risk of transmission outdoors is like next to nothing.
Next to zero.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Unless you're making out, which I get happens at proms.
Yeah. But it doesn't necessarily happen at the prom. It happens after the prom.
Yeah, well, a lot of cherries get popped on prom night. You know that. But yeah, it's like I cannot. And people went nuts about it. I've just never seen this actually happen. And everyone always likes to make these comparisons to those bad people in the 40s. And they're doing literally the same thing.
Uh-huh.
It's so hard not to. It's not okay to compare things to past like that, though, because there's different lenses, obviously. But the sheer writing a number on someone's hand, it's just, dear God.
That just shows that people are dumb and they haven't learned from history. You know?
So are the people that usually make this comparison, do they actually not know what these people did?
I think they do now, but I don't think when they were planning out the process, they realized what they were doing.
Yeah.
But there's been enough outcry from the public since then that they realize, okay, we're being compared to Germany in World War II.
All right, well, now that we were very thinly veiling that anyway.
Well, I didn't bring up the actual word.
I know, but we always make the point, it's like, never ever make that comparison because, dear God, right? But don't do the same exact thing.
No, it's stupid.
It's like, you almost want to ask, like, do the people who wrote the numbers on their hands wear brown shirts? You know? But it's even worse. A lot of people won't get that reference either because they never actually read the history, you know? Yeah. They just know the N-word is a powerful word. All right, where do you want to go from here?
We can talk about death tax or CRT.
Well, whichever one you know more about, go ahead and get started. I'm going to step out into the darkness here and void my bladder.
All right.
Be right back.
All right. I'm going to talk about neither one of those. I will go ahead and cover the fact that the St. Louis couple that tried to stand their ground with guns against rioters in their own home, pled guilty and paid fines and lost the guns in the process because it was easier for them in the long run than fighting against the government to protect themselves and justify themselves in the process. So, you know, that's an issue that 9 times out of 10, unless you got tons of money to put up against the federal government wins in the process. And most people will end up taking the easy way out, like pleading guilty to owning guns and pointing guns at rioters to save their skin in the long run.
The McCloskey thing is where you went. Yes. Yeah, what was it? A misdemeanor? Like,
yeah, their charges were very low. They're something still allowed to have guns. They're still allowed to own guns. You know, they just lost the guns that were involved in that were confiscated.
I don't understand that ruling in terms of forfeiting those particular weapons, but still being allowed to purchase a new one.
Well, it's a misdemeanor, so they're not banned from buying new guns.
If it was a felony, it's a whole different matter. Yeah, but to seize a weapon over a misdemeanor seems excessive.
Well, they agreed to it in the plea deal, so...
True, they agreed to it. And I'm sure you read the quote when they said that, like, you intimidated people to think that they were in danger. Like, yeah, that was the whole point of the gun.
that's exactly what they wanted to do. That's exactly what they're trying to do.
I didn't want to shoot someone. I wanted to let them know that I was prepared to if I had to versus having to pull it out last second and fire on someone.
Yeah.
I think he made a mistake, but they are both lawyers and they probably saw what was sitting in front of them and knew better than me. You know what I mean? I'm a dumbass, honestly. You know what I mean? I'm some guy who drinks beer and bullshits with you.
They were afraid that they were going to lose their law licenses in the process, you know, that they were going to get barred from practicing law, which is their main form of income. So if both of them lose their law license and they don't have a form of income, then what happens, you know?
Yeah, she got different charges than him, right? Because they didn't go to depth, but I'm guessing it's because she had her finger on the trigger and actually pointed at people.
And she also had a gun that couldn't fire even if she pulled the trigger.
True, but we all know that does not matter in that situation.
Yeah.
Like, you walk into a convenience store with a piece of plastic gun that looks real enough that the person you're pointing at thinks it's real, you are committing armed robbery. We agree on that one, right?
Yep.
As long as it's reasonable, anyway. If you look at the video surveillance and the thing, it's like a pink flamingo, and you said you thought it was a gun. That's different, obviously. But
right, yeah.
I mean, yeah, she was holding an actual pistol. It just didn't have a firing pin.
Right, but nobody knew that.
No, exactly. No one else knew that. So that's the same difference
as having an actual. She knew it. I don't know if she knew it.
I don't know either, honestly. I never heard that question before. That's a really good question there, dude.
You got on here that Biden's new death tax is going to hit New Yorkers especially hard. What do you mean by that?
I don't know. Actually, I read half that article, but I put it in there to make me bring up the topic.
Okay. What's the topic?
The death tax in general, the inheritance tax. It sounds like it's going to tax wealthy people that like inherit businesses. Which is kind of, I got to feel
like it's not just businesses. Anybody that has an estate that gets inherited, it used to be there was a certain threshold where you never had to pay taxes on that if it was brought down to your inheritance people, yes. People inherit it. And Biden's talking about lowering that threshold down even more. So more people are affected when people of wealth or people that have the built up something in their lifetime that they're going to have to pay taxes on.
Well,
there was a point a few years ago where the debt tax had actually
Obama passed. Tried to do this too.
The debt tax actually went away for like 2 or 3 years and there was no debt tax.
Well, think about this, man. It's like, for example, I got a brother and a sister. My father, our father, owns a piece of property worth about $700,000.
Yep.
We're eventually going to inherit this piece of property. If we have to pay a tax on this, all of a sudden we have to come up with cash to pay for a physical asset.
Yep.
So now do we have to borrow money against the property or do we have to sell the property to pay the tax? And not only that, once you sell the property, now you have to pay an extra tax for sale of the property.
Yeah.
And this is what's terrifying is people don't, and I understand it's $700,000 sounds like that's a ton of money, and it is, but this has been built up over an entire lifetime and invested into the property. Like it's his life savings, is this piece of property.
Your parents have owned that land for probably 40 or 50 years.
They moved here shortly before I was born, so about 40 years.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's a beautiful place. It's quiet in the woods. It's still, when the sun was still up, you could see the forest behind me. You couldn't even see the neighbors. You know what I mean? Plus, since I've been around, I invested in the property. I planted some apple trees, some fruit bushes, this crap, that crap. But it just seems nuts to have to, even a 1% tax on a, you know, $750,000 property. Huh?
That's 1% tax on that place would be like $70,000 your family's got to come up with.
Yeah, that's it. And 1% tax is not a huge tax. And it's like all of a sudden you got to come up with 70 grand. Yeah. You're like, holy crap, that's more than I make in a year.
That's why most people will sell the property in order to pay the taxes. So you lose the asset that your parents bought.
Spend their entire lives building
to the family, you know.
Yeah, they spend their entire lives building to give to you.
Yeah,
and then the government says, "No, we want more than you think you should get," and then you end up selling it to what they call themselves Blackstone, is the real estate company that's buying up properties like 150% of their value to make sure you don't get to own it, and you have to rent from them.
Yeah,
this seems like some weird.
And then you also live in Massachusetts. So what's the death tax on state taxes in Massachusetts?
I have no idea. I did not even think to look that up. I wish I had thought of it.
Because I guarantee that Massachusetts wants to get their piece of the pie.
Oh, they probably did it first. I mean, they call it Taxachusetts for a reason.
Exactly.
Man, you take a dump in a public restroom, they freaking tax you in this state.
They do?
No, but
it's just saying. Yeah,
I'm just saying, like they tax you for everything. Well, it's been a minute since you bought a pack of smokes, but in Virginia, when I was smoking, I was spending like $5 a pack.
They're up a little bit more now.
Well, they're over $12 here.
Depending on what you're buying, it's anywhere between like $3 a pack for the super cheap cigarettes.
Oh, like the Pall Malls?
Or like $7 a pack for Newports here in Hampton. So.
I thought Newports were illegal, or is that not kicked in yet?
I guess it hasn't kicked in because people are still buying it.
Newport's a company. I'm pretty sure menthol is going to be illegal pretty soon, right?
Well, Newport's, when you say Newport's, menthol is synonymous with that. So.
Yes, but Newport does make a non-mentholated cigarette.
Yeah, they make a red, but nobody smokes that shit.
No, no. Newport. Just like
did that law go through with Biden? Did Biden like actually approve that, or it was just a bunch of talk?
I don't know. I remember we talked about this a while ago. I thought it got passed. Or at least maybe it got passed in Massachusetts. Oh, no, it already got passed in Massachusetts.
Okay.
I know. And I keep thinking about driving, flying down to Virginia, renting a U-Haul and driving up with like 800 cartons.
Yeah, there you go.
And obviously, I'm not going to do that because I'm not going to publish something like this.
Yeah, we're on Facebook Live. So.
Before I actually do it, because the ATF does not screw around. They just kill you.
Yeah. We'll talk about this once we're off alive.
Yeah. Like, we can both make a lot of money on this one. You can't get flavored vape juice here either.
I think that's going to eventually go away everywhere.
Massachusetts is stupid. They think they're preventing kids from vaping, but what they're doing is they're making adults who stop smoking go back to smoking.
They're moving everybody to weed. Mm. Even kids. Kids, if they can't get the flavored vape juice, they're going to smoke weed.
And I used to buy this crap at the gas station. You put a drop of it in your pipe and it would make your pipe smell like, it tastes like cherry.
Yeah, you can't do that anymore.
I don't know, because that's not flavored tobacco. Maybe I can still do that. I don't know.
So you got on here that an NBC News reporter suggests open record laws are being abused to expose CRT in schools.
Yeah. All right. The same
race theory, which all of a sudden is like been brought to the forefront. I mean, I'm sure it's been going on for years.
Well, a lot of parents are realizing what's happening now because they're getting a little more involved in their children's education.
Because of Zoom?
Well, no, I mean, especially because of this lockdown. They're actually getting
COVID, Zoom, that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. They're getting to watch this education process. And they keep arguing that they're not being taught critical race theory. You're correct. They're not being taught this. It's being implemented.
Right. I mean, we had a teacher and I think it was Loudoun County here in Virginia that, you know, refused to teach it and they lost their job. And then the court system said, no, you got to give him his job back because it's free speech. That when he came out and said what he said about against CRT.
And refusing to teach it, that's actually the same argument the Supreme Court made with the gay cake guy.
Saying
that you could not compel someone to say something that they didn't want to say. And by the way, that guy's been on.
The gay cake guy is back in the system too again.
Yeah, I was actually going to say he's been continuously getting in trouble. People have been making an effort to like get him in trouble.
Yeah, because they singled him out again. You know, now the transgender people are coming out against him because he refused to make a cake for a transgender refuel party.
Well, the Supreme Court has had no balls lately. They're not making judgments. They're making decisions on individual cases at this point.
Yeah.
Like they say, in this particular case, this and this is like, no, you need to make a judgment and say, this dude cannot be compelled to say something he doesn't want to say.
And it's amazing to me that when we came out and said at the beginning, like a month ago, when they started making unanimous decisions, when was the last time they did that? Now it seems like every decision they actually make is a unanimous decision.
Have we ever looked up when the last one was?
No.
We said that because we were like, holy crap, how often does that happen? Then exactly the next week, there was like three more. I was like, oh, apparently this is every time.
Well, it is under the Roberts Court. Because I think I'm with you. It's like they're looking, they're only picking up cases now that are not controversial.
Yeah, or at least a clear cut for this particular situation. They're refusing to do what they do and is make a ruling that can be used as a precedent across the board.
Yeah.
And that's what the Supreme Court of the United States is designed for. All right. Brian, he doesn't even give us a heads up. He just leaves. All right. Well, I'm not sure where to go from here. Someone's going to wait for Brian because he's been kind of running the show. The bunch of U.S. bishops in the Catholic Church are considering banning communion from Joe Biden. And actually, they've got together and discussed this, and they're getting ready to actually do it. Apparently, Biden doesn't think anything's going to happen from it, but the sheer fact that they even considered it and then got together to discuss it is a big deal.
Biden's wrong in this one.
You think he's going to be excommunicated from the Catholic Church?
Well, there's like been 60 Democrats that just come out and said, hey, you can't bring this up. This is a one issue. You know, there's Republicans that believe in the death penalty, and that's against the Catholic Church too. But this is a bigger issue. Abortion is a much bigger issue in the Catholic Church than any other issue. So, and if Biden's going to try to play chicken with the Catholic Church, I got some bad news for him.
Historically, he's going to lose.
Yes.
But this new Pope.
Well, this isn't being voted on by the Pope. This is coming from the bishops in the United States.
Yes, you're right. But the Pope does have authority over literally everyone in the Catholic Church. It's a complete.
He would step in and say, hey, screw you guys.
He could. I don't necessarily think but he
wouldn't
would.
Wouldn't that like undermine his authority in the long run?
I have disagreed with a lot of stuff what this Jesuit has done. I'm not going to define what a Jesuit is, but he's the first Jesuit pope.
Yeah.
I don't even want to get into that entire argument because this is not even worth that conversation right now. But he's very, very progressive.
Right.
And the Catholic Church is like the foundation of conservatism.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like we still do mass in Latin. And I'm not kidding.
It's expanded in English now too.
Yeah, no. I mean, this English mass, don't get me wrong, but even in an English mass, half of it is in Latin. You know, and I don't even know what half of it means.
Right.
No, I know a little Latin here and there that I picked up, but you know, not. But geez Louise, you know, I can quote the Bible to you, but anyway, that has nothing to do with anything. Joe Biden might be in a little trouble here, and I got a feeling it's not going to help his image to be excommunicated.
No. And if he's going to run for re-election, that's going to be a big issue if the Catholic Church comes out against him.
Guapo!
Hey, the party's over! The party has arrived.
Yeah, he's still connecting. There he is. What's up?
Party people.
Nothing much. You shave?
I did. And we're live on Facebook, dude.
Yeah, we're in the Jeffrey and Brian Facebook group live. And we actually have at least one viewer that's been commenting to Jeffrey about our topics.
What? Oh, what? Oh, I got another message on it. Let's see. Maybe she's still. Oh, geez. Oh. Trans community is not people that they are weirdos for the trans. Fact check. The trans community is not people. They are weirdos. Quote. For the trans fact checking nutcase. Close quote.
I don't even know what that means.
I assumed it had something to do with when I was taking a leak and you said something.
Okay.
I don't know.
I didn't think I thought about the trans community when you were going to the bathroom. I was talking to the McCloskeys.
I might have said something stupid and not even realized I was talking. I do that a lot. I say a lot of dumb stuff.
Especially when you're drunk.
Especially when you're drunk.
Everybody does.
Hey, Ray, did you watch listen to last week's episode by chance?
No, I haven't. No.
Think you would have had fun. Dude was fun that came on.
Uh-huh.
We got way off topic way too often. And we went 3 hours and didn't even get through our list.
I pulled the plug on that show.
I thought I did, but maybe you did. It's like, no, yeah, exactly. We're like, it's been 3 hours. We haven't finished our shit. Just shut it off.
Hey, that's the best time. I need to listen to it now.
Yeah. It's like, no,
you should.
No one's going to listen to this crap. And especially if they see it's like 3.5 hours. They're like, yeah, who the hell are these assholes? And just walk away.
We are not the No Agenda show. We can't do a 3 hour show and get listeners.
No, exactly. Like, I don't click on anything that's 3 hours long unless I know who it is.
Yeah.
And what I'm getting into. Like, if I might click on a Joe Rogan show.
Yeah.
That's 3 hours, but I want to know who he's talking to. It's like, I'm not just gonna click on some random show for 3 hours. Like, no, he's talking to fucking Elon Musk. All right, I'll listen to that. It'll be hilarious, you know?
Yeah.
But the Jeffrey Bryan show, they had some dude Zach on. It's like, who are any of these assholes?
My wife, when she was sitting next to me, I was listening to Joe Rogan podcast, and she's like, "How long is this thing?" Like, "Oh, this thing is for 3 hours." I'm like, "What?" Like, yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna be here for a minute.
Yeah, I was like, I want to watch TV. Like, all right, stop it. Because sometimes you can use it as a background noise, you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, I do a lot of podcasts when I'm driving around. I know you do too, and you use YouTube for that. Jeffrey already said he does the same thing, you know.
Yeah.
Especially doing yard work. I listened to a podcast where when I was working, you know, welding and assembling stuff, I'd listen to podcasts for 8 hours because it pissed off a lot of the other guys because they want to listen to music and I have my own little speaker going and I'm listening to talk.
Yeah.
Well, that's no different than the guy 25 years ago listening to the AM radio. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I know when I'm driving around, I prefer talk over music because it engages my mind.
And yeah,
music puts me to sleep. If I'm doing a long drive, the talk will keep my mind engaged.
I was gonna say, it keeps you alert because you're constantly thinking versus tapping your foot and getting comfortable.
Yeah.
And then you listen to it for a while. You're like, all right, not only do I have more energy to do work because I'm actually paying attention, it's like now a whole bunch of ideas are introduced to me that I had never even thought about that now I have to actually consider, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because I listen to, I look for math teachers or science teachers, like they do like class or something, and I put in the background so I can fall asleep. Make me feel like I'm back in high school, like, oh, this guy's boring.
I listen to PBS Spacetime to go to bed.
Mm.
Have you ever checked them out?
Mm.
They're on, it's a YouTube thing. Dude's English that's been doing the show for the last like 5 years. They had another guy before him, but like they're always talking about like space time stuff, like relativity. They have playlists.
Mm-hmm.
But I listen to their newest thing. They do at least one thing a week, and it's usually at least 20 minutes, and it's from PBS. And it's all about like the craziest physics.
Yeah,
but this dude has such a soothing voice. That you can listen to it and fall asleep without, so your gears start turning in your brain, but not enough to keep you awake.
You did say he was English, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And there's just something about his voice that's very soothing, and he doesn't look like an English dude either. He looks like he'd be own a tattoo shop in Brooklyn.
So, Ray,
anyway, where the hell are we?
CRT. Right. Oh, about CRT.
Hold on, we have another Catholic here, and he missed this part.
Okay, bring it up.
But yeah, let's. I'm on the laptop too, but I didn't load the damn crap. I could have circled back. I even brought the speakers.
So you think Joe Biden's gonna get excommunicated, Ray?
Nah. The Pope is like.
I said the same thing I said. The Pope doesn't have the nuts to do it.
Yeah, he's leftist. He's a leftist, dude.
Well, we know that.
Well, the bishops would actually do it, then he would have to, like, prevent it.
Yeah. There's going to be a correction in the church if that happens.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised the way they've been going lately. I don't know. I don't even know who my cardinal is, though. So,
all right. So, moving on. Now that Ray's weighed in, let's do CRT.
Yeah. What do you got going on there, dude? You got like a party or something?
No, my wife is reading a book to the kid. Hold on.
All right. That's why we need to get you a nice microphone so you can do your gain control. It's all good. It's all good. I'm just giving you a hard time busting your nuts. CRT.
Yes.
What about it?
I don't know. Where did you... Oh, yeah, you were saying that there's an NBC reporter saying open record laws were being abused to expose CRT in schools.
Yeah, it just seems crazy that reporters are saying that getting more information is an attempt to mislead people. Yeah. You know? Well, in the same argument, like, well, this is how we do what we do, but you know, you shouldn't do it. Just like Brian Stetler.
Yeah.
When he's like, oh yeah, don't go and look at the WikiLeaks page because that's illegal. It's like, okay, no, it's not.
So, also, we got on here, Special Operations Command said they're now going to be recruiting more diverse population into the Navy SEALs and all the Special Operations.
Let me have a look at that because,
because they were saying that, like, in the Navy SEALs, it's like 98% white. Male.
All right, it's 100% male.
Yeah, but 98% white. And then you need to do a better job of recruiting. They basically said they relied on word of mouth to get people that want to come and become a Navy SEAL. And they're saying now that that's not enough for diversity purposes. So they're actually going to be recruiting to diversity members of the military to get more diverse members to try to become a SEAL. I can tell you what's going to end up happening. If they really want to do the diversity thing, then they're going to have to lower the standards to become a Navy SEAL.
Then what the hell's the point of having a SEAL team then?
I'm just saying what's going to happen.
But if you change the standard for the best of the best, then you don't get the best of the best, right?
Correct. But I mean, what we're dealing with a new military now that's more focused on what's politically correct than what we were dealing with when we were in. Everything's about policies, political, public view now, you know?
I don't care what ethnicity, whatever, of whomever. It's doing whatever it's going to do to make sure that I don't get killed. Or that's going to take out Bin Laden, for example. Don't go making decisions based on skin color. And I understand the idea of it should reflect the population. And ideally it would, yes. But for real, how many black dudes did you know while you were in the Navy that were serving in the Navy?
A lot.
A lot, yes. Yeah. But you can probably name most of them.
Yeah.
Yes. And now think of all the white people that served on ships with you.
No, I don't remember all their names.
No, there's thousands more.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is there's just this, there's more of a white population doing this, and no one's stopping anyone from signing up from the Navy. But then, and on top of that, then you have to decide to do a SEAL program and actually make it through the program. And if you're going to change a standard, then I don't know, man. The SEALs are supposed to be like the most elite soldiers on the planet, right? at least according to the United States. You know, Russia would disagree. They would think what Spetsnaz was. And
yeah.
Well, actually, the United States might say, what do they call them with the joint forces and they do? When they got like a couple ranges, a couple SEALs. A couple of Marines, which is awesome because Marines don't actually have spec ops because technically speaking, Marine Corps is spec op. Yeah. Do people realize that?
Marine Corps like apply for spec ops under Navy SEALs?
No, they're spec op because they're a separate special operations unit within the United States Navy used for deployment. Amphibious deployment, basically. That's hilarious. That just says El Guapo, but it's
what's that?
Where'd you go?
Oh, I'm here. Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm here. I was browsing something else on my phone, and I guess it just disconnected the camera.
Hey, did you get a message on your phone saying that we were live on Facebook?
No, I haven't checked my phone.
We just didn't know, but
so
I just got back from a barbecue party. So yeah, like this diversity. Raining. This diversity thing, man. Okay. Like, I'll try for the Navy SEAL. I did not pass the swimming part. Yeah, that's the main thing. They want to know if you can swim. Before you can do the run and everything else, they want to know if you can swim.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
You're going to be – SEALs, you're going to be in the water no matter what. Always on water.
No matter what, you're going to be in the water. Exactly. We're going to drop you off. We're going to open a torpedo tube in a submarine. 1,000 feet underwater, you're going to have to like swim up to the surface in a scuba suit.
Yeah, because
and people crawl up on the shore and leave no trace behind.
Yeah, and like people don't realize, like the SEALs operate near to water. They do the thing, and guess where? Like the lifeline is the water.
Yeah, they get back to the water and they disappear.
They disappear in the water.
So that's exactly it. That's exactly what it is. They sneak out of the water. They go do their mission. They capture whomever. They kill whomever. Then they slip back into the water, and then the tide washes away their footprints. You know what I mean?
And that was a part of a commercial, too. I don't know if you remember a couple years ago.
I do, actually. That was the commercial. Was the wave came in, and the footprints were gone. You're like, oh, my God, yeah. They were never there.
Yeah. And, like, it doesn't matter. Like, you have to do the swimming part, you know, and if you cannot pass that, they're not gonna even bother. I tried, you know. I went to rescue swimmer school to become a rescue swimmer.
SAR school?
Yeah. And almost drowned. Like, you know what? This is not for me.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't be search and rescue swimmer. Yeah.
And it's funny because the teacher, it was like mean as hell, you know, like when you're training, as soon as that DOR dropped a request, he flipped 180 on me and was like, he was nice as hell. Like, Mr. Miranda, could you please step out of the pool, put a uniform on and sit down in the chair? Like, what the hell just happened, you know? Because you're no longer part of the training. You have to be able to handle pressure. And that's what they're so mean to you.
No, you're absolutely right. You're going to be put in a situation where it's way more intense than this, and it's, you know, life or death.
Yeah, so, like, it's not going to work out. And it's probably going to hurt a lot more people than if they push the diversity thing. It's not the diversity thing. Nobody told me I couldn't do it. Like, yeah, if you want to try it, go ahead.
If you can pass the damn test, go ahead. You got it. It's like, we want the best dude for the job.
If you can pass it, you got the job, you know? And people don't realize after, if you pass the test, you pass all the stuff. You got like 2-3 years to school until you become a SEAL.
Yeah. Well, actually, I did the same swim test you're talking about. And not because I tried to be a SEAL. When I initially signed up, I was EOD as well. I passed the swim test, but I mean, I grew up, I was taught to swim when I was 3. You know what I mean? Like, I've always been in the water. But they ran us through this scenario. And it was actually like the third thing they had us do. And there's this bomb thing. And he goes, cut the lime green wire. And I looked at it. And I looked at the guy and said, all these wires are the same color. He goes, okay, you're colorblind. You got to go. And I was like, no. Seriously, they're all the same color green. He was like, they're all green. He goes, yeah, there's like 15 different shades of green right there. I was like, no, these are all the same color. That's when I learned I was colorblind, red, green, colorblind. But do we want a representation of colorblindness when it comes to bomb disposal?
Yeah. You know what I mean? So I'm reading another comment from Claire.
I heard back in Vietnam War.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Looking for colorblind people because people they were wearing camouflage, so you can like the color blend in with the pattern. By colorblind people, they can see something out of shape in the woods by somebody that's not colorblind.
Well, this is actually very interesting. Not necessarily the same thing, but probably the same idea is I have issues with different shades of red. Like I can see red. But different shades of red kind of look the same color to me, and different shades of green kind of look the same green to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I can look out in the woods behind me. Granted, I'm pointing to blackness, but I can point out in the woods during the day when it's just a green canopy. I can point out the cardinal every single time
because it's something
There's a red spot and in the sea of green, and the wife sees 6,000 different colors in that canopy, and you know what I mean? Yeah. And I was like, no. It's like, you don't see the cardinal? He's right there. Yeah. She's like, I have no idea. What he's like, oh, there's a robin redbreast over there. You know, there's this red chest sticking out.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. It's got its benefits here and there, but typically speaking, seeing less colors kind of sucks. But
I was listening to a little YouTube video back in the day. People, you know, Japanese blue and green are the same word. If you go drive to Japan a couple of years ago, all the green lights were blue lights, you know, because they got the same word meaning. So when you got the association, the word with the color, you cannot distinguish into like, you know, when you got to give you baby blue. And people are like, oh, blue, you mean? No, like baby blue. And you associate that word with a color and shape type of blue. When I tell you baby blue, you can tell like, oh, yeah, well, I know what you're talking about. But before I tell you this, what color is blue and baby blue, you're just going to assume it's blue. Hey, it's blue. What are you talking about? They're both blue. But as soon as you associate
a lot of blues. The state,
huh?
There's a lot of blues.
Yeah. Like my wife, she knows all type of colors and stuff, like the names of it. Like, what are you talking about? For me, it's just like red, you know? No, this is my room red. This is red. This is that red. Like, to me, it's just red. Like, you know, and she's always does that. Like, all right, whatever.
Sorry, you said that reminded me of a joke I heard the other day.
What's that?
Guy walks into a psychiatrist and says, she tells me if I tell another Borat joke, she's going to leave me. And the doctor says, who? And he goes, my wife.
Yeah.
Anyway, what the hell are we talking about?
Oh, Claire made a couple comments. You want to comment on Claire?
Her trans comment was concerning the cake, because the cake maker, because that is why the cake maker is back in the news again. Because a bunch of trans activists were making an effort to get this guy in trouble.
Yeah. Well, they did a good job.
Yeah.
There was another comment on there, too.
I think she's actually listening to the show. That's really cool.
Yeah. Why should you just jump in?
Why hasn't the DA or police been charged with tampering with evidence for returning the pistol to a used firing state? I'm used to a firing state. So that'd be the McCloskeys.
Oh, yeah.
What about it?
The McCloskeys pled guilty to a misdemeanor
And she said that the police should be charged with putting a firing pin back in the pistol.
Actually, you know what? That did come out in the news, didn't it? That was a long time ago.
Yeah, but McCloskey's are back in the news now that they pled guilty.
Well,
to a misdemeanor.
Yeah, I'm sure the McCloskeys did what they thought was best for them.
Of course.
Now, something might come out of this, and maybe the federal government might have a look at it, hey, you manipulated evidence.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hold my breath.
What state was it in?
Missouri.
Missouri's a pretty pro-2A state, isn't it? Aren't they?
No, the city.
Not the city, but the state. Lord.
Yeah.
The state has jurisdiction over the city.
Yeah.
And the federal government should let the state handle their affairs.
Yeah, but they got the Soares district attorney.
I still think it was excessive that they took their weapons over a misdemeanor. That seems.
And it, well, they didn't take
it. It seems like
they were hoping for more. But they decided to go with a plea deal because I guess they didn't feel like they had the evidence.
No, you're right. Again, they signed it. So they could have gone to trial and maybe got a lesser sentence. But you're right. It's like, you're right. They signed something. But just it still seems extreme to surrender the firearms confiscated when you still have a right to own a weapon. Yeah. Basically saying, so we're just going to, this is just an extra fine is what it comes across as.
Yeah,
guns are not cheap.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. What gun did you buy that was cheap?
No, compared to 2 years ago?
Dude, last gun I bought was like 10 years ago, and I spent over $500.
Yeah, good luck finding a gun now. Everything's like out of the shelf.
Especially ammo. Especially 9mm ammo.
The wizard just sent out a message saying, good luck finding ammo.
Is that you
meant about building a cannon?
Well, you gotta make your own for that. So Georgia plans to cut 100,000 names off the state voter rolls in a major list maintenance effort.
Georgia borders Florida, right?
Yes.
For some reason. My brain confuses that in Oregon sometimes. I don't know. Does this mean anything?
Well, it could mean that it's less democratic or more democratic, depending on who the people are. They're kicking off the ballot.
Well, did you read the story about it? Like who they're deleting? Because Georgia apparently just had a giant voter roll purge. And now they're looking to actually like eliminate people that haven't voted in 5 years. And that seems a little crazy to me. Some people only vote for president.
Yeah, a lot of people just vote for president.
So if you one time decided not to vote for president because you didn't like either one of them, this right here would take you off the, you'd have to register again to vote. Because of it. I think that's messed up.
I mean,
now they're getting they've already did the death certificate sweep. I mean, there's more people they found dead, obviously, but you can always find more.
But if HR1 approved gets pushed in the law, then whenever you get a new license, you're automatically registered to vote. Whether you know what you're doing or not.
That's something that drives me nuts because people say it's your right, and you're right, it is, but it's not your duty, because that's always the way they say it. It's like your duty, it's your right to own a gun, but no one thinks it's their duty to own a gun. You know what I mean?
I'm with you when it comes.
Sometimes the arguments made are stupid. You know,
I think in the end that I hope the Supreme Court will overrule if that law were ever to get passed into place, that it's states' rights to dictate how each state handles their own elections, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's not even an amendment. That was actually the Constitution. It's an article, isn't it? Not an amendment. That states get to do their own elections or whatever, the way they want to do it. Yeah. Actually, I believe that was a big argument when it came down to Black and women voting. Several states in both cases made an argument about states' rights in terms of they get to carry out their own elections and everything. By the way, a couple days ago, Susan B. Anthony in history cast her illegal vote that set off the women's suffrage movement. Hey, that was a really big deal.
Yeah.
What was it, the 14th Amendment? Women's suffrage?
19th Amendment.
Now, oh, geez, Mike.
Thank you, Ray.
You're right. What was 14 then? Was that Black voting?
The 14?
Yeah. So I'm usually pretty good about this. I've had one beer. So obviously. Too many.
YouTube rules. One beer.
Yeah. By the way, I think about stopping testicles on YouTube and starting up a Jeffrey and Brian show and giving you admin on that too.
Oh boy.
Well, we can attach it to the same email account.
Yeah.
And we can do it all from the same account. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That makes sense. Then, you know.
Well, I was doing stuff on YouTube, goofing off.
You got away from it. You know?
Well, this is enough of an outlet for me to not freaking. If I don't do something, I'm going to blow my head off in my front yard in front of my neighbors.
That's a bad idea.
It's a terrible idea, especially since I have a baby daughter.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I was going with that.
Yeah, it's terrible. Terrible. No, it's not a good idea at all. But this show seems to be enough of an outlet of me freaking like blowing off steam that like I don't think about that more than once or twice a week. So like, I might just get rid of testicles altogether on YouTube and attach a YouTube channel to our Gmail address.
That's fine.
Well, I know we could live stream to both of them at the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't think we should do the live stream all the time. I think maybe like once a month.
Save for special events.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it actually may work in the long run to draw more listeners into the actual YouTube channel and the podcast. You know, if we only live stream like once a month, people may actually, you know.
Well, the sheer fact that Clay's listening to the show.
I know. It's awesome.
No, it's proof that it actually worked, that they just randomly showed up saying they're live streaming and just, hey, I'm going to click and see what the hell's going on. Yeah. It's like, and if it's all the time, then it's all the time.
She's still making comments here or there. You know, it's awesome. And I'm loving it. I'm loving the live interaction between her and us.
Yeah. I wonder if Zach from last week. See, I wish this had a little counter saying about how many people are doing it, but when you hit the live stream button on Facebook, it actually tells you how many people are watching it live.
I haven't checked
on it lately. No, I haven't done it here. I'm just saying when you do a live stream through Facebook versus through this on Facebook. But you also get weird feedback as you do. You get like emojis that pop up across your screen, which is confusing and weird.
Yeah. But
anyway, where we
go? Topic.
Only one more?
Yeah. In a secret recording, Florida Republican threatens to send Russian Ukrainian hit squad after his rival or her rival. I don't know which one it is. So.
Yeah, to me, that sounded like a giant joke. Because like Russia and Ukraine are actually having an issue right now. So yeah, it's not like
they've had an issue for a while. Ever since Ukraine left the Soviet Union.
Yeah, I thought it was a giant joke, but really can't be making threats like that anymore, even if they are jokes.
Yeah.
People's butts hurt, you know?
Yeah. Ray, you got on mute.
Oh, I didn't realize he was talking.
I wasn't talking. Mathrow. I need him to join in.
Apparently, you got to tune in so we can talk about something while he's taking a dump or whatever. All right. Apparently, that's not going to happen.
No, sorry. I was typing something. The Fourth Amendment is the citizenship of black.
Huh?
Black citizens. The 14th Amendment.
Oh, what was black voting?
No, citizenship.
Citizenship. My mistake. Really? That was that long ago?
Yeah. That was after the Civil War.
But we have 27 amendments right now, right?
I don't even know how many we do, honestly.
I'm all about this amendment process, honestly.
I totally forgot about it. Like, I don't know. I know the main ones. The first 10, I know it. Then after that, I know the
Bill of Rights. Okay. Do you know the Bill of Rights?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
No, all of them, just the first 10.
Well, the Bill of Rights is the first 10. What's the 9th Amendment?
The what?
The 9th.
The state can, the city, the federal government can tell the state what to do.
That's the 10th Amendment.
I thought it was 9.
9th Amendment basically says is people and states have more rights than are written in this. We just don't know how to say it in verbiage right now.
Yeah.
Hey, I it's only ever been cited once in by the Supreme Court in history, I believe. And I believe it was over abortion. Roe versus Wade, I believe.
Mm.
But people think they have a right to abortion. That's not really actually what decision was. That decision said that the doctors don't have to share with the police what you did. It never actually said it was legal. They just said you don't have to tell the police. You don't have to report them for committing a crime.
Okay.
And all of a sudden that turned, I'm not even kidding you, go ahead and look this one up. This blew my mind when I read the thing. It was like, we never actually said this was legal. We just said we don't have to tell people when we go to a doctor to do it. And we've been building laws and stuff on top of that since that have no foundation. Oh, never mind. That's rain. I thought I heard frogs. It was too humid for the frogs. That's why it rained.
Got more topics?
I got nothing else. You got something, man? I'm up to talk.
What are you?
I'm not done smoking my tobacco pipe.
Nice one. Where did you get that from?
I bought this at Brennan's smoke shop in Pembroke, Massachusetts, before I enlisted in the United States Navy.
Oh, the tobacco section?
That place was a head shop. It still is. It's still there, and there's still a head shop. But now they're allowed to sell pipes that are obviously for marijuana. But when I bought it, and I still only use it for tobacco, but it's got a water chamber and everything. It filters out a lot of the scum. And it's comfortable. That's classy. Come on, man. I named it Mr. Bubblesworth. Yeah.
All right. I'm starting the live stream.
You're cutting off the live stream. Yeah. Like, all right, we're talking about your fucking pipe, dude. That's none of that.
You guys talk about Juneteenth?
We did. You have something to add or?
No, just curious.
Yeah, we brought that up. Neither one of us were particularly impressed, but. All right, I guess that's the show.
I ate a whole tub of
mushrooms. I'm going to cut my recording too.
Didn't the show yet.
What's that?
Close your show.
Plug the show?
close the show.
Close. That's what I say. It was like, let's get ready to close it. Yeah, we get ready to cut it.
Yep.
I guess that's our show, our recording. It was fun trying out a live thing. We went a little longer than I expected. But it was a good time. I don't know. We'll try this live thing again sometime. Maybe we'll be better at starting the show versus 8 minutes of what the hell's going on and then us doing a feedback loop.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was still wasn't 3 hours long like last week. So.
True. And like I said, I'm probably going to figure out what to do to make sure we can get this on YouTube. Just and then live streaming, just publish whatever the live stream is. Same difference, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. You got anything to add, Meg? Maybe we'll have frogs sometime.
There's always cats.
Like, I didn't have friends at all.
There are always cats, and everyone loves pussy.